Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 8:48 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Citizens Advisory Committee taking a hard look at what to do with Wichita's Century 2.
Two.
Governor-elect Kelly says a Kansas constitutional amendment on school funding will not pass the legislature.
One.
Nationwide bomb threat hoax, 8 reported cases in Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Friday morning commute. We do have crews on the scene of an injury traffic accident in southeast Wichita. It's at Gilbert and Holyoke. That's just south of Kellogg and Woodlawn, an injury traffic wreck. Traffic update, KNSS with Steve and Ted.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 50 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 24. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 55. Now partly cloudy, north wind at 13 miles per hour and 29 degrees. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS, the Glenn Beck Program. And this morning, Bill O'Reilly is on with Glenn. So the Glenn Beck Program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. All right, 8:50 now, Stephen. It is Friday, December 14th, and tonight is opening night for It's a Wonderful Life. It's a live radio play, and one of the stars of It's a Wonderful Life is our own Ted Woodward. Ted's going to play the radio announcer, typecasting, and the head angel, Joseph.
Yes.
So you can get tickets online at Ticketfly.com or get tickets at the door.
You get tickets at the door. 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Sunday night. It's a Wonderful Life out at Wichita Center for the Performing Arts. Out there on East Central, just a little bit west of Central and Webb.
Going to be a good show, just like
old
time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's like old-timey radio. And it's fun. It's a fun show. We're looking forward to it.
And coming up around the noon hour today, I'm going to be at Kellogg and Greenwich Road at the Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas cash, $98 in cash, will be given away to some lucky person driving through the drive-thru lane there at Taco Bell on East Kellogg.
How about that? You're spreading a little Christmas cheer
Christmas
there today.
Cheer. Yeah. U.S. retail sales increased a slight 0.2% in November as strong sales tied to holiday shopping were offset by lower gasoline prices. Commerce Department reports retail sales have climbed a solid 5.3% so far this year. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now looking at the best places to work with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it is the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, recognizing the best places to work in Wichita. The Wichita Business Journal and sponsor Keycentrics honored 44 companies as finalists in the 2018 Best Places to Work Awards. Three companies overall winners, wealth management firm Six Meridian in the small company category, Optometric Billing Solutions in the medium company category, and Edward Jones in the large category. Companies were not chosen by a selection committee. They earned scores from surveys taken by their employees. The 44 finalist companies scored the highest. In the 12 years of the Best Places to Work Awards, 200 companies have been recognized. And this week we feature a table of experts discussion on behavioral health. It is a challenge for our community dealing with the lack of mental health services and a growing drug addiction problem. But our experts are banding together to attack the challenge and try to improve Wichita's quality of life. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter was one of the participants, and it's featured in the weekly edition. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, you've touched on something that I think is an issue that really is going to get some more attention. That is how we are treating people with mental disabilities. And institutions apparently are not there anymore that used to be there. And people are on the streets who shouldn't be on the streets without supervision and health care, you know?
It's a big issue. And you've heard it from Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter and from others that, you know, he's the guy in town that is providing the most mental health services anywhere in the county. And so he needs some help over there. He's got
talking
a lot
about
of people in the jail who should not be in the jail.
Yeah, they're in the jail, and they shouldn't be in jail, but he has to come on his plate. You know, he has to take care of them. The other thing that's interesting from the law enforcement standpoint is the police officers are looking there, running into people now who, you know, have strange behavior, and it's a challenge for them to
for these people with the mental issues out there that they're running into. So, yeah, this is
our other experts are from ComCare and from Via Christi, and they say there are times when they're just overwhelmed. They don't have enough to help people, and they're doing the best they can.
All right. Well, we had our big Christmas luncheon yesterday here at Entercom. I don't know if you were invited or not. I guess you weren't. I don't know.
Must have missed that email.
Yeah, because they had Stroud's chicken, and I know how you are on
that. Did they have mashed taters with it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was yummy.
I nearly dived into the gravy container.
The gravy, you know how
what
Ted,
a way to go, huh?
You know how Ted is with gravy. Whew, boy. Mm. Today is, by the way, today is Monkey Day.
Oh, good.
Celebrants around the world recognize the unique characteristics of simians today.
Oh, all right.
Well, the holiday is mainly about monkeys. It also celebrates other non-human primates such as apes, tarsiers, and lemurs.
Okay.
So I've always been a big fan of monkeys. I tell you, I wish I would had a monkey when I was a kid. I just think it's like a dog, but they've got opposing thumbs and they can do really funny things. You get a good monkey.
Yeah, you basically described me.
Yeah, but you've got opposing thumbs, haven't you?
There you go.
All right. Celebrate Monkey Day today, okay, pal? Thank you.
You got it.
All right, KNSS News at 9. Bomb threat hoax across the country. We're going to tell you about that. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS.